Reginald Beverly turned 102 2 weeks ago. He's one of over 4,000 black soldiers who helped build the Alaska Highway. On February 14th, Beverly said a few words to legislators who are considering commemorating his and his comrades' efforts with a new holiday.
I would like to say thank you for honoring the soldiers who worked on the Alaskan Highway.
Gene Pollard has been in touch with Beverly for the last few years as part of the Alaska Highway Memorial Project, a group that wants to see the highway's unique history honored.
I'm a retired educator, and I graduated from high school here and college here, and never had heard this story this way. Because of what these soldiers did on July the 26th, 1948, then President Truman declared all military would be integrated.
In addition to this milestone in civil rights history, 1948 was also the year that the Alaska Highway opened to the public. Pollard first learned about the contributions of black soldiers through a journalist named Lael Morgan. Morgan wanted to write about the highway 25 years ago when she worked for National Geographic.
When I discovered that the bulk of the troops who built the part in Alaska were black and discovered what they had gone through to do that job, I wanted to focus on it, and that's not kind of story that National Geographic wanted to do.
The story cost Morgan her job, but she didn't give up. She put together a museum exhibit that toured the country and hosted a reunion for the black soldiers that she was able to contact.
The black soldiers who I found and located were on Good Morning America, and we got a write-up in the New York Times and so on, and then people sort of kind of forgot. And it's time to remind people again who built our highway.
The legislation is sponsored by Senator David Wilson. It would make October 25th African American soldiers' contribution to building the Alaska Highway Day. It's quite a mouthful, but it definitely gets the point across. It was on October 25th, 1942, that black soldiers building south met white troops building north. One of the few photographs of the black soldiers depicts their meeting.
This is a picture of Corporal Refine Sims Jr., an African-American from Philadelphia. He was driving his bulldozer south when he saw trees starting to topple over on him.
That's Gary Zepp, staff to Senator Wilson.
He slammed his vehicle in the reverse, and they backed out just as another bulldozer, driven by Private Alfred Jalufka of Kennedy, Texas, broke through the underbrush. A wire service photographer captured this image, standing on the respective bulldozers, and this occurred 20 miles east of the Alaska-Yukon border.
The Alaska Highway Memorial Project's website calls the Alaska Highway the road to civil rights. They hope to turn October 25th into a day reminding all Alaskans how the highway paved the way for desegregation in the United States. So far, 16 senators have signed on to co-sponsor the bill. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.